Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Milt Burns. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Shirley. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Tex Shirley. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, George Metkovich. Batting second. The center fielder, Tom McBride. Batting third. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oscar Judd. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Oscar Judd. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman juggles the ball. That's an error on Christman. McBride moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. McBride moves to third. Fox moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Demery. Doerr reaches second base with a double. McBride scores. Fox scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is walked intentionally. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McBride. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Christman reaches second base with a double. Stevens scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Oscar Judd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judd takes first base on ball 4. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Metkovich takes first base on ball 4. Judd moves to second. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McBride strikes out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gutteridge. Judd scores. Metkovich moves to third. Fox moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson is walked intentionally. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Doerr hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Gutteridge fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Tex Shirley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shirley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive towards third. Tabor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 1 in the game. Newsom hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Judd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judd is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Judd hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Judd moves to second. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Judd scores. Metkovic moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-1 in the game. Demery hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-0 in the game. With two walks. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hayworth for a passed ball. Johnson moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Shirley covering, for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-2 in the game. Tabor hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burns. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-2 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McBride. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-1 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sig Jakuki pinch hits for Tex Shirley. Sig Jakuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jakuki strikes out. Wagner drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Jakuki out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Hollingsworth now pitching. Oscar Judd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judd is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Judd hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Judd for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Hollingsworth covering, for the out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Judd fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 2 in the game. Demery hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Demery moves to second. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Christman hits a line drive towards third. Tabor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Hayworth settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Hayworth. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With three walks. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 3 in the game. Tabor hits a fly ball into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns strikes out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 3 in the game. Newsom hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oscar Judd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judd is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Judd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Newsom moves to second. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Metkovich hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Burns. Metkovich reaches second base with a double. Newsom moves to third. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McBride hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Newsom scores. Metkovich moves to third. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 4 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Metkovich scores. Two outs. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With four walks. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Hayworth and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Johnson scores. It's 10-1, Red Sox. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doerr moves to third. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doerr scores. Tabor moves to second. It's 11-1, Red Sox. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ellis Clary pinch hits for Al Hollingsworth. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary hits a line drive into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 3 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 3 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lefty West now pitching. Oscar Judd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judd is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Judd hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Metkovich takes first base on ball 4. Judd moves to second. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 3 for 5 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Judd moves to third. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 5 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Judd scores. It's 12-1, Red Sox. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 4 walks. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Demery hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 12, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.